Welcome to a new episode of EY.AI podcast series, a part of EY India Insights podcast, where we explore how artificial intelligence is reshaping businesses and redefining possibilities. I'm your host, Pallavi, and in today's episode, we're diving into one of the most important topics and emerging conversations in AI, building a risk framework for agentic AI. As AI systems evolve from being assistive to becoming more autonomous, organizations need a robust framework to manage new dimensions of risk, from data privacy and bias to accountability and control. To help us unpack this complex but timely topic, I'm joined by Abbas Godrawala, partner with EY India. Abbas leads digital and technological risk advisory and has deep experience in helping organizations strengthen their AI governance, risk management, and assurance models. Welcome to the podcast, Abbas. It's great to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Pallavi.
So, Abbas, to begin with a very basic question, what sets agentic AI apart from traditional AI systems, and why does it require a distinct risk framework?
Pallavi, that's an excellent question. A fundamental difference between a traditional AI and an agentic AI is in the autonomy and the real-time decision-making. Traditional AI systems typically operate under human supervision or predefined rules. Agentic AI, by contrast, can take independent actions, respond dynamically to changing environments, and interact across multiple systems. This capability introduces new form of risk, such as unpredictable behavior, cascading system interactions, to difficulties in human oversight. Hence, a distinctive risk framework is essential, one that goes beyond static controls and incorporates continuous monitoring, accountability mechanisms, human oversight, and transparency as core design elements.
Thank you, Abbas. Now, pivoting towards challenges, what are the practical challenges, according to you, that companies face today when implementing governance and control mechanisms for agentic AI systems?
So companies face several challenges, and I will highlight few of the key ones. First is visibility. Once this agent start operating autonomously, organizations may lose sight of how decisions are being made, what data is accessed, and how systems evolve. Second, which is data and system integrity. Agentic AI typically interacts with multiple data sources and systems. If the inputs are weak, inconsistent, or poorly governed, the risk of faulty outcomes or operational disruption rises. The third is monitoring, which is again one of the critical ones. Monitoring tools many organizations currently use are designed for rule-based systems, which aren't always a fit for purpose in autonomous or evolving context. Therefore, organization needs to think in terms of observability, audit trails, anomaly detection, and governance processes that are adaptive rather than static.
Thank you, Abbas. In the context of evolving global regulations like the EU AI Act and India's governance guidelines, how should companies adapt their AI governance strategies?
So regulations across the globe are evolving rapidly, and organizations must shift from a reactive compliance to a proactive governance. For example, the EU AI Act, it kind of places a strong emphasis on transparency, accountability, and higher scrutiny over high-risk systems. We also have recently got our India AI guidelines published as well. These guidelines focus on mitigating the risk of AI for individuals and society. Practically, this means embedding compliance by design, ensuring governance, accountability, and controls are already in place when the system is built and deployed. Organizations should be able to explain not just the what, of an AI system and its decision, but the who is accountable if something goes wrong. This is very important from an agentic AI application that operates autonomously.
Thank you, Abbas. Now, among the domains in EY Agentic AI Risk Framework, which do you see as most critical for organizations beginning their AI journey?
When starting to look at the overall framework, I would kind of recommend three foundational domains. First is observability, being able to see and understand how an agent kind of behaves, what data it uses, and how its decision evolve over time is very important. Without this visibility, you cannot build trust or intervene when needed. The second one is the evaluation and testing frameworks. We need to kind of simulate the real world behavior of the agent, test its response, and monitor for undetected outcomes. This will help mitigate risk before it goes live. Third is human oversight, which is very important, right? The concept of human in the loop approach for high stakes decision, where significant outcomes and consequences are mandated. Together, these three gives organizations a strong foundation to scale responsibly. Looking ahead, it is very important to ensure that all these principles are thoroughly embedded in an overall governance framework and kind of implemented.
Thank you, Abbas. Now, what are the emerging risks or opportunities do you see, do you foresee as agentic AI becomes more integrated into business operations?
So on the opportunity side, agentic AI kind of opens doors to smarter automation, real-time decision-making, enhanced efficiency, and also new business models. However, it also will introduce new risks such as adversarial threats, for example, prompt injection, model manipulation, ethical concerns like bias decisions, lack of accountability, and reputational or regulatory fallouts if something goes wrong. The key is balancing innovation and doing it responsibly. Deploying agentic AI is not just about capability, it's also about building trust, embedding transparency, and maintaining control. Organizations that achieve this balance will lead and will not lag behind.
Thank you, Abbas. Now that brings us to the end of this conversation. Thank you so much for sharing such valuable insights on how enterprises can balance innovation and responsibility in the age of agentic AI.
Thank you, Pallavi.
Thank you to all our listeners. And we've heard today that building a risk framework isn't just about compliance. It's about creating confidence, trust, and long-term value as AI takes on more autonomous role in decision-making. To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to the EY.AI podcast series, part of EY India Insights. Stay connected with us for more conversation with our leaders on how organizations can responsibly harness the power of AI to shape a better working world. Until next time, this is Pallavi signing off.